Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Battles, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. So in this episode, we got a couple of guys who've been with us a lot throughout the years, but in studio for the first time together, Brett Kissel and Cooper Allen, the story of their new duet, Two of Us. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Whatever time we had allotted for this segment, it needs to be doubled because we have two of our favorites in here, and I think this is going to be a real fun chat. Brett Kissel and Cooper Allen. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I open the door. You both come in, and I'm like, what's happening right now? But you've got a song together.
Yeah, we really do, and I'm so excited that Cooper... He came up with the idea. Like, Cooper, I got to give him all the credit. Everybody, of course, follows him on TikTok and knows that he's just one of the great shining stars here in Nashville, Tennessee. So it's really, really cool how social media brought us together. And I was introducing our song together the other night, and I said, I met somebody online. And everybody in the crowd went, what? Whoa. And then, of course, I proceed. But yes. Cooper and I met online, and it started a really great relationship.
So in a nutshell, you pretty much reached out and said, hey, I need a Canadian, right?
Yep. As does everybody.
Doesn't everybody?
Who does? Who does it? Right? Absolutely. So how did it all happen?
Yeah, so I put up a video that was like, I want to, you know, do a duet with a Canadian country artist. Like, y'all just comment away. Let's see who your favorites are. I think 95% of the comments were tagging Brett Kissel, and I've been a Brett fan, you know, ever since I got to town. But we'd never met before, and so then Brett stitches my video and says, you know, I'm down to do the song. Then you tell the story great, and count how many times he says TikTok in the story.
But, yeah. Well, because he, you know, on TikTok, it was just exploding. Everybody, and people are texting me like, do you realize that Cooper Allen, you know, wants to do a duet with a Canadian? So I just said, hey, Cooper Allen, this is Brett Allen Kissel. And I said, hey, if you need a Canadian tour guide, or if you need to do a song with a Canadian, like, let me be your guy. So yeah. I TikTok him back, and he TikToks me, and he says, well, when's the next time you're in Nashville? So I TikToked him, and I said, well, I'll be there next week. So he TikToked me, and he said, well, I'm writing with Matt McKinney and Seth Mosley on Tuesday. So I TikToked him back, and I said, okay, well, give me the address for the studio. So he TikToked me with the address. And before you know it, we were just TikToking back and forth.
We
wrote a great song. Like, we wrote a great song at meeting for the first time. And it was so good that we couldn't not release it. You know what I mean? And so Two of Us was born. And within a month and a half, we performed the song live on the Canadian Country Music Awards in front of a sold-out arena of like 12,000 people. And it was, it's pretty magical, to be honest.
It was the debut of the song, or the live debut. We dropped it the day before, then played at the CCMAs that Saturday night. Yeah. And just the energy of that song, it's awesome. And it felt felt really special in that room. You never really know, you know, how a song's going to translate live.
Wait a minute. You guys said this, and it was kind of like you glossed over it. The debut of you performing it live was at the CCMA Awards in front of 12,000 fans live.
And the first time
it's televised and all the other things.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Cooper's the ultimate professional and such a great showman too. And so anybody who's seen him on tour, you were just down in Florida this past week, so like living through his Instagram.
Yeah.
He puts on such a great live show. So because of that, and because I love the live side too, it was a no fear situation because I just felt it was a great opportunity to perform. I mean, I wasn't that nervous for it, but the very first time we ever played it, other than being in the studio together, was at rehearsal that morning, and then you just play it live on TV in front of a couple million people.
Yes. No big deal.
Brett really struggles to have fun on stage, so it was special to see him come out of the shell.
That's right. I'll work on it.
This guy's the entertainer of the year, man. It should be every year. It's unbelievable.
So I just learned the coolest part to me is I thought, literally, I mean, I kind of knew the background, but I thought you had the song and just needed a partner. I didn't realize you just had the concept and wrote the song.
Exactly. Well, wow. I mean,
that's a great, that's even better. You know, it's like so cool.
Well, we all know how great Nashville is in terms of creating magical moments, and so many great songwriters and the writers that you've gotten to know over, you know, the last 5, 6, 7 years that you've been here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's really great when you can get into the room and you can capture lightning in a bottle. Or you can have this really special moment. And Two of Us was that moment that I immediately sent that demo as soon as we were done with it to my manager. And I guess you had done the same. And it was also our managers talking behind the scenes to be like, this song is too unique and too good not to do something with it immediately, not put it on a shelf and figure out later. So I was really grateful that my manager, Jim, basically said, we'd be foolish not to release it right away. So we even adjusted our plans up in Canada to make sure that we made time and put a lot of effort behind a song that I just think is so damn fun. Like, you can't not sing along.
This is like the old days where, like, you know, the artist, they'd press the 45 and the guy would bring it to the radio station and you play it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
kind of that.
Because you don't, stuff doesn't happen fast anymore. So, I love that.
Well, the beautiful part about it, too, knowing both of you independently and both of your personalities, you're both real and you have fun, but your fans know who you are. They know your personalities. You are so visible, and everything that is going on in your life, everybody knows you and the fam and everybody that, you know, winning the Juno Awards and being around and being on stage at the Opry. It's so fun. I thought, gosh, yeah, absolutely, these two are a perfect match. Mm-hmm. So watching you on stage, do you just feed off of each other? Because I've seen you live, and I know both of you are already at a 10. I mean, were you like amping up to like a 12 or a 13? Or
It was, not to get cheesy here, it was instant chemistry on stage. It really was. And like, you just get up there and, you know, you feel just incredibly comfortable with that person you're up there with, and you're running around and doing, you know, chest bumps and all that stuff. And it's just like, our styles really, you know, from a performance aspect, really match each other.
Yeah.
And then we get along on a personal level. Our wives get along. Our teams get along. Like, it's just awesome. It's a good fit.
It really is a great fit. The only challenge that I would say is that as you're watching on Circle TV, or for everybody listening right now on WSM, is that as Cooper and I sit in these chairs, I'm 5'6" and he's 6'6". So when we went for a big hug at the end of the performance in the Canadian Country Music Awards, my cowboy hat went right into his belly button. And so it's like, that's the only issue, is that I'm going to need to borrow some, some platform shoes from Gene Simmons and Kiss tonight so that we can actually look like a better couple on stage. That's the only one issue. And I'm 33 years old, so I know that my growth spurt is not going to happen. Those days are long behind me.
But funny. You know what I'm picturing? I don't know if you've seen it. It's now like a trend. A lot of people are doing like the JCPenney photo shoot with their best friend, where they have matching denim and one person is standing over top the other and they're both looking slightly to the left. I just picture the album art could be really, really epic. It could be like Step Brothers from Will Ferrell.
Yeah, the sweaters. Timeless.
Really, I think you guys need to lean into that. Okay. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, you know what, Kelly, if you don't mind, if you can be the artistic director
I got you.
For that photo shoot, there would be no fun hat at all. And I just want to, you know, compliment Cooper again for all these dates that he's doing up in Canada. And a lot of people, because of Circle TV, have the opportunity to watch this show and listen to this radio station from around the world. And I don't know if anybody, you know, from the United States has been able to come up to Canada with a social media following that is so strong and no radio airplay up there yet, and sell out these really iconic venues, from the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver to where you're playing in Winnipeg and Midway in my home city of Edmonton. So I think it's really, really special. And for anybody listening right now, like, if you don't follow Cooper, you must be living under a rock. But if you can get on TikTok and follow this guy, I just feel very lucky, because on the business side of things, I mean, I've been able to hitch my wagon to a pretty strong horse.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? So I'm very, very grateful for that, too. I just want the record to, say that for the record.
Brett and his team, you know, like you said, I haven't never had radio play up there or anything. These guys get on it, and in a matter of weeks, have an entire radio plan together. They're pushing this song hard. It debuted in the top 40. It was number one most added up there. And, I mean, it's just, I've never had that happen before, and that's all because of this guy and his team. And we might even be doing some shows together next year. So
that's right.
I was gonna
stay
ask,
tuned, Canada.
I was gonna ask. Yeah. Well, I love this bromance. All right, we're gonna play the song right now. It's two of us. It's Brett Kissel and Cooper Allen. You're hearing it now on WSM.
What brings you in here? I'm about to pop the top off on a 5 o'clock beer. Been working like a dog in that Tennessee sun. Hey man, that makes two of
us. We're working it out, guys. Nice. It's live. Live radio, live television, live all the things. And it is Brett Kissel and Cooper Allen. Now, they have a song together that we just played for you, two of us, and we loved it. And I said, well, what else you got? And y'all were like, well, we can work something up. So we went into the archives.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. When you got a 90-second commercial break, yeah, I mean, we figured it out. I think one of the great duets of the last...
Actually, 60 seconds.
Well,
don't
show
yourself 30 seconds there.
Well,
even better.
This is spontaneous, folks.
But that's the best part.
Well, that's country music, too. You know,
yeah.
And one of the great duets of the last 20, 25 years, you know, was the late, great Jimmy Buffett when he joined Alan Jackson,
that's
which
right.
I know was, in a lot of ways, the inspiration behind us writing our duet, Two of Us.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we went for kind of that same beat, that same feel, kind of fun-loving, drinking
yeah.
song.
Right. Well, and you kind of threw it out there, just as a little teaser, that y'all might be doing some dates together next year. Is there something
sure
more
so.
That we need to elaborate on, or is it a TBD?
I think it's a TBD unless we look at Walker, your manager.
Yeah.
Say, how much are we allowed to reveal here, or am I going to be put in the penalty box?
So what we need to tell everybody is stay tuned. Announcements will be coming.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Yes.
How about that?
Absolutely.
And how about you come back and make the announcement here?
Love that.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Would that be
amazing.
Good?
Amazing. Well, and you both played the Opry separately. This would
yeah.
be a cool song to do together.
It would be
just
great.
Throw that out there.
Does anybody know Gina
fun?
Or Dan Rogers? Does someone
let
say,
see.
Hey,
let
are they
see.
Listening
are they
this
awake?
Morning?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah,
yeah. We'd love to play the Opry together.
Man, yeah. This yeah. is really, really fun. So I do want to ask, because Cooper, being played in Canada and having that doorway open to you, how is it different? How do you feel when you're up there? I mean, country fans are country fans around the globe, but I do think that there's something special about Canadian country fans.
Yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, the whole reason we did this and we've had such a special year in Canada is we've gone up there and it's like these people are hungry, they're rabid, they're excited. They show up to these shows
yeah.
and, you know, you have your best shows in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, some are down here, some are up here. Every single Canadian show is right up here. Every single one. And so it's just they've kind of made it feel like a second home a little bit.
Well, they're hungry at Edmonton because the football team went about 3 years without winning a home game, too.
Yeah,
so there's that. You
that
know,
that
so.
Is correct. They're yeah. they are hungry for some real entertainment.
Something
and
to
Cooper
cheer
can
about,
bring,
right?
And, oh, man. So I saw him play at the Calgary Stampede opening for Lee Bryce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just kind of stood at the back and I watched the whole show. And that's one of the great things that I think separates the men from the boys in this business. And those who can write a great song, you can go far on that, but you can only really reach a certain level there until you have a great show. Then that's when we're really talking.
Mm-hmm.
And watching how Cooper, you know, entertain this crowd of a bunch of people that had heard of him before, but of course had never seen your show. I was
yeah.
convinced
mm-hmm.
of it, you know, 8,000 people in it. And he just had them in two songs, had them in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's some Garth Brooks level
yeah.
stuff right there.
I
you know?
Like it.
It was awesome to see.
It's kind
yeah.
of the beauty of a night at the Opry, too, where some people know exactly who you are, but others
yeah.
will be seeing you for the first time, and
that's
you have
right.
that chance to make instant fans, and you can see it and hear it happening in the Opry crowd, which is kind of cool.
It's yeah. it's a beautiful thing at the Opry House, absolutely.
Yeah. And
right.
it's similar to people in Canada. They're all rooting for you.
Yes.
You know, everybody
yes.
in that crowd wants you to do well,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's happy when you do
yeah.
well.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so perfect. Well said. Well, you've had 60 seconds to practice, so let's put you guys to work.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. So am I.
Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. Hey, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and over by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. Like to call him something, but I think I'll just call it a day.
Imagine what y'all could have done if you had two full minutes to practice. That was amazing. So good.
Thank you,
Kelly. Guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
This makes me so happy. So very happy. Brett Kissel, Cooper Allen, two of us. We're playing it out right now with a little of the original. They did him proud. You're listening to WSM. Before I go insane, it's only half past 12, but I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Matos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.